Hello, my name is Rachel Horton, and today I will be interviewing my dad, Dennis Horton. What was your childhood like?
I think it was pretty normal for the time. I grew up in the 70s. It was fun. We would play outside until dark. We rode our bikes everywhere. There wasn't any internet, so our influence were from TV and reading.
Did you feel as if being an only child allowed your parents to devote more time to you?
Yeah, I believe they had their hands full chasing after me, trying to make sure that I stayed on the straight and narrow. I knew a lot of kids from large families that seemed like they got lost in the mix, where my parents were there for me all the time.
Tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life and why.
I would say probably my mother, because my dad had to work away all week. He only came home on weekends, and when he was home, he was trying to get everything done around the house that he couldn't take care of during the week. My mother taught me all my values and taught me to be financially responsible. Basically taught me everything.
What are some important lessons you learned throughout life?
That you should always be nice to others, try to help people out. The karma is real.
Tell me what your parents were like growing up.
Well, as I said, my father worked away all week. My mother was a stay-at-home mother. She took care of the house, the bills, everything that needed done.
What were your grandparents like?
My maternal grandparents owned a farm where I learned a lot about animals, hunting, fishing. They were really down-to-earth people. They lived a simple life. They'd get up at before 5 in the morning and start their day. My paternal grandparents, they owned a gas station, and they had a very large family. They were also very busy all the time. They would also get up before 5 in the morning and start their day, open the station. Their gas station also had a restaurant in it where my grandmother cooked all day. Back then it was full service gas station, so my grandfather, he would pump gas.
Did you generally feel supported in reaching all your goals?
Yes, I felt very supported. No matter what sport I picked, my parents were there for me. They kept me busy between sports and church.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
When I was younger, I imagined that I would be building houses. I liked building things with wood. I actually did that for almost 15 years before I changed career paths.
If you could choose any career now, what would you pick?
If I could go back and do it again, I would have became law enforcement, been a police officer. Would have went to college and followed that career.
And what lessons have you learned from working?
That's a tough one. I learned that working hard, doing the best job you can, is rewarding to myself as a person. And people do notice that. But I've also learned that that doesn't always translate into moving up the ladder.
Thank you for interviewing with me today.
You're welcome.